Last time on TanCast.
People should break all of George Lucas's fingers. Dude needs to stop. Like, I know he's richer than God, and he brought me all of
the joy that is pretty much everything Star Wars related. And you best believe he's going to get a bunch more of my money when that new Dark Apprentice, whatever.
I'll forget it. Moving on.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim. I'm the T in TanCast.
I am Andy, and this is all you may know.
This is Noah. I'm out in the fucking woods. Black people don't go to the woods.
No kidding. You're the only ones here.
I think the closest thing is a bear. That's as close as black thing.
Yeah, and they shoot at those up here.
They probably shoot at black people, too.
Hey, here's Jeff, everybody.
Oh, here's Jeff. You want to say hi to the TanCast people?
Hey, fuck you guys.
All right.
And happy birthday to Jeff. Jeff had helped make his birthday wish come true, saying fuck you to seven people who listen to TanCast.
We're going to head out, guys.
Okay, right, take we'll be here.
So, me and Tim are recording together.
Don't look at my list.
I'm not going to look at your list, you faggot.
And Andy is recording in Georgia.
I love you guys.
We're the racists.
Which you're like, well, how is that different from normal? Well, how it's different is we can't really hear Andy.
No, he's off probably having sex with his wife or something.
Hot.
Or playing with his cats because he's a pussy.
I hate you guys.
In like a week or two, I'm going to be on the Netcot podcast as a special guest. And so as a special salute to that, they do a top 7 feature on the Netcot podcast. So we're going to do a top 7 list of the top 7 DVDs that we own that we watch the most.
Ba-dum-bum. I felt needed something there.
All right.
A little punch. Get the listeners hooked.
All right. Top 7 movies that we watch the most. Yeah! Damn, look at I peeked the hell out of that.
Block.
All right,
so you want me to start?
Why not?
All right, well, top of my list is The Matrix.
Well, Noah, sometimes you got some shitty, shitty taste. Sometimes less so. Good job.
I actually have the box set. But a lot of people don't like the other two movies. I don't think they're as bad as everyone else does. I do watch them on occasion. But Matrix, I do watch a lot. Me and Tim work at the theater when we saw this. I think you saw it with us, right?
Yeah, it was that sneak preview thing.
Yep. And it was awesome. I remember when I first watched it, I knew I was seeing something that I'd never seen before. But don't look at me like I'm gay. Have you ever seen someone float in the air and have the camera spin around?
When I was watching, I knew I was seeing something. Like, this isn't going to be on the DVD extras for The Matrix.
Maybe it will. Maybe the Wachowski brothers are going to call me up. And they're going to be like, you know what? We loved your podcast, and I want you to do some extras. Because you really understand what we're going for. So anyways, it was a good movie. Lots of action. Good storyline.
Yeah, it was.
It kind of fucks with the head. You're like, what if we're in the Matrix now? I mean, we wouldn't know.
We are in the Matrix now. Unfortunately, TanCast is in the Matrix.
TanCast is the Matrix of the Matrix.
You just blew my mind.
I know. So what do you fucking got for number one?
I figured you might have this on your list. I realized that as I was writing it. But my number 7 is Incredibles.
I did not put that on my list.
That is incredible. That's a gayness.
Yeah, you're a faggot.
I know.
That was so cheesy.
But yeah, we were talking about it last week. It's my favorite of the Pixar movies. And also it has the wonderful extra feature if you put in disc 2.
Oh, yeah, the Eskimo thing. Yeah. Well, no, what was Eskimo? It was a bunny? What was it?
Yeah, it was a bunny. That rabbit is getting on my last nerves. Which I've just ruined the funniest line in the extra feature. But yeah, you should watch the commentary on the Mr. Incredible animated short or whatever.
You liked this better than Wall-E?
Yeah. Okay. Wall-E was good, but I liked Incredibles better.
Troubles was good. It's got Samuel Jackson. How can you beat Samuel Jackson?
You can't. Although, you know what would have helped? More Samuel Jackson.
I don't have a movie on him. I don't have a movie on my list with Samuel Jackson.
You know, I don't have a movie on my list with Harrison Ford. What the hell's wrong with us? Oh, wait. Andy, what's your number 7?
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn, and unfortunately, I didn't put nearly as much thought into this as I probably should have. But for my first three items, I'm going to go with Monty Python's Meaning of Life, The Life of Brian, and Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Basically, if it's got Monty Python stamped onto it, me likey. I've got all of their TV shit on DVD as well. I really could just blow my load all right up front and say, Monty Python! And then just go away. But I'll stick with the movies, so, I mean, if we pick box sets, that'd just be stupid. And I do watch the shit out of those things, so. All three of them, great investments for me, especially the one that Tim got me for my birthday.
You're a faggot.
How could you pick such a gay movie? Probably like Terms of Endearment or something.
Or it would be funny if it was The Matrix.
Yeah, we didn't really compare lists, so maybe it'd be funny if Annie picked like the same movies that we have.
That'd be funny if Annie has got the exact same top seven as you. But probably not, because he watches gay fat people movies.
So my number six, and these are in no particular order, it's Unforgiven. I just love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's got Morgan Freeman. I like him. He's the second black man I like a lot. But, you know, Samuel Jackson being first, Morgan Freeman being the next. My dad's way down there. Anyways, but it's just, like, I've never watched any of the other Harrison Ford westerns, so I'm sure they're really good, but...
How about the Clint Eastwood westerns?
Yeah, him too. Clint Eastwood be more what I'm trying to get at here. That was my crappy, who was it? Was I trying to do Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, but you said Harrison Ford. And I was like, wait, that didn't sound like anybody.
It's just a kick-ass revenge movie. Clint Eastwood is just a badass in a movie, just killing everybody. There's a lot of quotable lines in there. You know, deserves, got nothing to do with it. So if you haven't seen that movie, go see it. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of heartwarming. It's kind of touching. And then it's also just got a lot of manly stuff. Like, I'm just going to kill you all. Like, especially the last scene in the movie where he gets, like, revenge on all the people. It's just like...
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Yeah, spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen any of these movies.
Well, I don't know if we're really going to tell the end of every single movie.
No, no.
That'd be great. This is our top seven list of ruining movies for you.
But I didn't really give any... I mean, I gave a little bit away, but not too much.
I would say that's, if not my favorite Western, one of my two favorite Westerns, Unforgiven.
Tombstone is the other one?
Yeah. I love Tombstone.
Stephanie hates Tombstone. My wife, Stephanie, hates that movie. She thinks it's horrible. She will not watch it.
Is it historically inaccurate? Is that why?
It probably is.
Whatever.
But yeah, to me, Tombstone's good, but Unforgiven's just like heads and shoulders above of Tombstone. It's just kind of sad, and I don't know. It touches me. Deep.
There's sadness in Tombstone.
Yeah, there is. There is.
When, I don't want to spoil
it. You're about to spoil something.
But I didn't.
All right.
And it's not even on my list, so it doesn't count. All right, so my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
My number six is Star Trek VI.
Gay.
Gay?
Yeah.
No.
I don't remember which one that is.
That's the one where the Klingons blow up their moon, and so they're gonna try and broker a peace treaty with the Federation, but then the Chancellor of the High Council gets assassinated on the way back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That is one of my favorite Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Either or not, and they get framed for it, right? Mm-hmm. And they're trying, it's like a little mystery.
Yeah, that's why I like it. It was like, this is, like when I watched it on video a long time ago, I'm like, this is fucking fascinating.
I would say of all the Star Trek movies, that would be my favorite.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and I know a lot of Star Trek geeks are like, what? Star Trek 2?
I just remember that scene where, like, they take those boots and put them in the lock, like, boom! I figured it out.
And then they didn't.
No. Yeah.
That's what's crazy about it. And what's her head from Sex and the City is the Vulcan in that.
Are you talking about the main Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, the other one.
Kim Cattrall.
Yes, Kim Cattrall. I was trying to think of her character name for some reason. Like, I would even know. The slutty one. The slutty one from Sex and the City is the Vulcan. Yeah, so I like it. And I also, that's another one where I'll watch the extra features a lot, because they'll be like, oh, tell us about the very last Star Trek that you all did together, and yada, yada, yada.
You like to hear them suck each other's dick.
I do. A lot of good dick sucking going on there. Although, the director and Leonard Nimoy get in a virtual argument, like, kind of like we're doing now, like they recorded Leonard Nimoy one place and the director another place, about who came up with the idea for the movie. Like, no, it was my idea. No, it was my idea. Leonard Nimoy says that, he's full of shit. Here's what I remember him saying.
Do you know Leonard Nimoy takes nude photography?
Yeah, fat woman.
Is it fat woman?
Well, I guess the most recent book is of fat women.
Oh, that just... Like, I mean, granted, I don't know a lot about the person. I just know him from Spock. But he does not seem like the type of person that would be like, oh, I'm going to record photography.
he was on the Colbert Report talking about it, and they didn't mention Star Trek once. I was like, why would you think we want to hear about this as opposed to the new Star Trek movie? Like, people are like, oh, tell me about taking pictures. You got someone naked in front of the camera, press click? Yeah, I can do that.
Did I ever tell you about the time I took a picture of my penis for a penis photo book?
No.
Oh, look at that. Little interesting story there. should I tell it now?
Might as well.
The book never came out.
You can't just give that teaser. That's literally a cock tease.
The book never came out as far as I know, but I used to read this website called boingboing.com, boingboing.net, one of those. And they had this thing like penis models. And I was like, well, maybe I want to show off my penis to the world. So we went to this place, and they take a picture of your penis flaccid and then also, you know, erect. And it was supposed to be, like, the book was supposed to be life-size, so the book was going to be as big as penis was.
Nice. That's why I couldn't come out. They took a picture of Noah's penis. They're like, we don't have enough paper. No. They went broke. The company was like, oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Noah has an average penis.
So, yeah, I did that, and that was years ago. And as far as I know, the book never came out. I was kind of curious.
Why don't you tell me? I would have been in there. Like, boom, take a look at this mulatto penis.
Would you have really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, you didn't see your face or anything.
Oh, then maybe.
Like, they had, like, a setup where it was, like, all this paper, like, or the sheet above, like, here, and then all they could see was, like, below your waist. So unless you have distinguishing marks like Michael Jackson penis, then you'd be
all right. I think it would show my amazing growerness. I'm a grower, not a shower.
That's what his wife says. Andy, you're number six?
Next, I'm going to go ahead and count all of Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy as one work. So kind of like the book was three books, then it had two books a piece inside of them. It's all very confusing, but it wasn't really a trilogy. It was all kind of one big story just broken up so that you didn't have something that weighed more than the fucking dictionary to carry to the crapper with you. I'm going to kind of go ahead with the, in the same way that you will need trips to the bathroom, they went ahead and broke one long-ass movie up into three parts and released it over a long-ass time. But like any good fan, my family often watches them all back to back to back to back to motherfucking back. So I'm going to call them all one thing and say Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, excellent. Excellent.
I've watched that two times this morning.
Oh, it was so good. I don't know how high time I just woke up, but I did it. So my number five is Snatch. I really like that movie. I like the storyline. I like Brad Pitt's character. Have you not seen
Snatch? I don't think I've seen it all the way. I don't think I've seen it. I've seen bits and pieces of it when you guys were watching it back in the tan house, but I'd be like, what the fuck is Brad Pitt saying?
That's why I love him. He's a pikey. And it's just got a lot of funny lines. It's got a lot of interesting characters. You know, Guy Ritchie's movie. I would say I do like it more than Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Wow.
I don't own it anymore. I had it on VHS, but I got rid of all my videos.
You got rid of all of them?
Except for ones that I thought were going to be hard to find. But other than that, yeah, I got rid of all of them.
I have my entire half of the bed underneath me is all videos of mine. And there's still some in a box in the closet.
Well, I knew I eventually wanted to replace it, so I figured it would force me to replace it. Like, as opposed to, like, I have the video. Oh, I can just watch the video since I have it. I know, like, oh, I want to see that. I'll have to go buy it and buy the DVD.
I did get rid of all the videos that I had that I did have DVDs of.
See, that's good. I don't know what to say about Snatch. It's just a lot of twists. There's a twist at the end. I like that. Apparently, Guy Ritchie hasn't done well since then. He did that movie with his wife.
Madonna?
Yeah, what was the movie called?
No idea.
Castaway. No, not Castaway. Wait, what was the name of the Tom Hanks movie?
Castaway.
Wasn't Castaway. I don't remember. It was some movie where she was stuck on the island, and it just didn't get very good reviews.
And now they're getting divorced, right?
I heard that. But, you know, it's in the tabloids.
Well, because Madonna had sex with A-Rod.
This is confirmed?
I thought so.
Oh, I don't know. I saw it, like, on the moon stand, like, on, you know, some magazine that I don't really trust the news source.
Ah. I was just like, it's too bad that A-Rod didn't have Madonna on his celebrities he could fuck list, because then he'd be all right. Like, his wife wouldn't be able to get mad. I think everybody should have Madonna on the celebrities you could fuck list, because it might happen. You never know.
I think Vanilla Ice was in there.
Vanilla Ice fucked Madonna?
I think he did. He was in her sex book.
Jesus Christ.
Naked.
Ew. I don't want to see that soft serve Vanilla Ice going.
And so is Big Daddy Kane. I don't know if you know who he is.
I've heard the name before.
He's like a rapper.
I assume so.
I used to jerk off to the sex book.
They're going to say you used to jerk off to Big Daddy Kane's raps. Like, no. Yeah!
Ain't no half-stepping.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. That's Dave Chappelle's bit. Oh, number five, or were you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
My number five is probably the least popular Kevin Smith movie, Jersey Girl.
Really?
Yep. I don't watch the movie, though. I watch the commentary with him and Ben Affleck, which is funny. The commentary with him, Scott Mosier, and Jason Mewes, which is also funny. And then there's this extra feature where him and Ben Affleck are just sitting there talking for, I don't know, about a half hour. All of them very funny, and I'll watch them over and over again.
See, I thought we were actually talking about movies we actually, like, watched. Like, not anything on the DVD. I thought we were actually talking about the actual movie on the DVD.
See, I wrote DVD. I was like, DVD.
Yeah, but I always think of DVD as a movie.
Of DVD as gayness.
And not everyone gets extra features. Like, some people just get the movie. Like, I just want to watch the movie.
What do you mean they don't get them?
Sorry, not everyone gets the DVDs that has the special features.
Like, oh, well, you should. All right, commentaries. Love them. Although, I watched the Matador commentary, and it was funny for a while, and I was like, I don't care anymore. Like, because Greg Kinnear and Pierce Brosnan were being, you know, funny back and forth, and then it was just like, all right, I'm done.
They stopped talking?
No, they're talking, but I'm like, eh, it's not really witty anymore. They don't tell Kevin Smith stories about walking in on their mom naked or anything.
Yeah, well, they do. Kevin Smith kind of digresses.
Why I like it.
Like, you don't even really need the movie to play. You can just play that, because they're not really talking about the movie that
much. They should release those as a smodcast one week when they forget to record one. Just release one of the commentaries as a smodcast. Oh, anywho, Andy, what is your number five?
Kung Pao, Enter the Fist. In some ways, this is too stupid for words, but I'm too wordy, so I'll go ahead and say more words about it. It takes a lot of the crazy, weird old kung fu movie cliches and sort of kicks them up a notch and just scrambles them up with a whole big vat of stupid. It is one of the dumbest and yet most joyfully so movies that I think I own, and I watch it all the time. I made Tim watch it. At least once. I've made my wife watch it at least once, and you know what? It's kind of like fungus. I think shit grows on you. So, yeah, that would be the next one.
Yay!
That's just what I thought it would be.
My number four is Usual Suspects. What can you say about the movie? It's got an awesome twist ending. Benicio Del Toro, I think that was one of my favorite characters that he's ever played. I think you're for real.
If I can use your cocktail, what the fuck?
Hey, once again, in English, please.
I love that. If I can use your cocktail, what the fuck?
It was just such a good movie. Like, I didn't know what to expect when I went to go see it. And it was like, I don't think it was a movie that, like, the twist really made the movie. But, like, it was still good before the twist came along.
Unlike Sixth Sense?
Exactly. whereas, I watched Sixth Sense again, and I was like, this movie is really not that good until you see the twist. Then you're like, okay, that made it better. But, like, Usual Suspects is just great characters. Everyone did a good job. Great dialogue. Kevin Spacey. Hello, Kevin Spacey. What?
I was going to ask if you saw The Happening.
I did not.
Okay. No. Sorry. Kevin Spacey is where he was at, and now here he goes again.
I did not see that happening. I will probably on DVD. I feel like M. Night Shyamalan could be good, but if he just tighten up his movies, make them a little more fast paced. Like, even like Lady of the Lake, actually, I thought was pretty good. Like, a lot of people said it wasn't that good. I enjoyed it.
That's because you're supposed to be watching Lady in the Water. That's the name of his movie. So Lady in the Lake may have been a good movie, but it wasn't that much.
I was watching Lady in the Water.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, I think I figured out why you liked it.
I did watch Lady in the Water, and it was good. I also watched The Village, which I thought was a pretty good movie. Although, sending out the blind girl to go find...
The dumbest idea ever.
Yeah, good. How the fuck would she even find where she was going?
Like, that could have ended poorly so many ways.
And it almost did, but I won't spoil it if you're going to go see it. But yeah, that was an idiotic idea. Other than that, it was a pretty good movie. Even though that wasn't one of my favorite movies. It was
Usual Suspects. With a better twist.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah. I don't know if Bryan Singer, he did pretty good with Superman. But to me, I feel like that was his best movie so far. Like,
he better did, than like, the X-Men's?
X-Men
2. A lot of people were saying that was one of the best superhero movies. Well, a lot of people. The Mean Dog people, one of them said it.
Batman was better than that, I think.
The New Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was before it came out.
Yeah, I would say. I'd say I watched Usual Suspects before I watched X-Men.
Good to know. Hey, Tim, what's your name? Oh, wait, I'm Tim.
No, Tim, go ahead. What's going on?
Falling out of Noah's list.
It's okay.
It's a warranty. Back to the Future.
I'm not surprised.
Why not?
You love Back to the Future.
Who doesn't love Back to the Future?
Now, go ahead. I was going to say, what did you think about the other two?
I liked two when it came out when I was a kid, and I was like, this is awesome! But on fewer viewing, on more viewing, later viewings? Further viewings. Jesus, there you God. Go. I was like, this plot is a little weaker. And like the whole chicken thing. I was like, really? We couldn't motivate him any other way than by getting him scared, getting him angry anytime someone calls him chicken. but I still like him because like the flying cars and the hoverboards and stuff like that. I all those scenes were good.
And what was the third one?
Third one actually has grown on me more since. Like, I didn't like it as much at first because I wasn't really into the Old West.
Mean Dog did not like those other two. I think they rip on them, like the other two Back to the Futures.
Fuck you, Mean Dog. I know you're listening to this.
Probably not.
I don't dig your shit sometimes, but sometimes I do. So take that as a criticism and then do nothing with it. But yeah, that's another one where I watch a lot of the extra features. I'll instead of watching the movies, like, cause the set I have, the extra features for each movie are on each disc. So I'm like, it's like Making of the Trilogy Part 1, and then it gets done. Then I got to take the disc out, put in Making of the Trilogy Part 2.
Yeah,
find it interesting.
Come on, one disc, like, hey.
Yeah, I would have done like, yeah, here are the movies on three discs and all the extra features.
Why don't you
on
do
the
that? You're all into like taking clips and smashing them together like you like them.
I don't know how to pull stuff off of a DVD because it's copyright protected. And I would never do that.
No, we wouldn't. But if someone wanted to, there's software on the internet somewhere, I hear, that can do such things.
Scandalous.
I know.
Who would do such a thing?
I don't know.
Shame. If you're one of the people who put that software on the internet, you know what? I'm going to box your ears. Give you a good straightening out.
Andy, what is your number four, you dirty whore?
I'm probably going to have to say Hollow Man. And I just heard the sound of everyone else's souls exploding. No, I do own Hollow Man, but I haven't watched it in a good long time, so.
Very good!
Fuck all of y'all.
So, I when I was doing my seven, I felt like I should pick a movie that would be different than like what you might hear from other podcasts. So I picked one kind of out there on left field movie. I picked a movie called Fudo, The New Generation. And it is a Japanese movie, I believe Japanese, by...
I'm out.
by a director called Mike Takashi, and it is a fucking crazy movie. It's about these kids in high school who have a gang, and you know, it's been a long time since I've seen it, even though I do watch it fairly often. I kind of remember hazy on details, but I'll tell you this: there's a hermaphrodite that shoots darts to their pussies. What else do you need? Not pussies, one pussy. And she also fucks another girl.
Great.
She actually assassinates someone with her dark pussy.
Is it an animated movie?
Nope, it's live action.
So how do they get... You know what? Never mind.
She has a little zipper in her panties, and she pulls down... She has, like, one smooth motion, like, shoots a dart.
So do they, like, CGI it coming out, or is it just, like, you just sort of... You hear the noise and imagine that's what just happened?
And some liquid comes out of the tube.
Ew.
She puts, like, a little tube on her vagina.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That would be easier. I mean, not in real life, but you know what I mean. Easier to make the special effect happen.
And there's just like little, I think they're like little 5-year-old kids. They like assassinate someone with machine guns. And it's a fucking insane movie. And I saw it at the Cinequest Film Festival, I believe.
Oh.
Like years and years ago, back when we worked at the movie theater. It's just a crazy movie. I liked it. It's weird. It's kind of gross. And that's it. That's all I got to say. All
right.
Nothing really insightful.
You haven't really convinced me to see yet another movie that I don't want to see.
No, I didn't think you would.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't want to see Hermaphrodite?
No!
You don't see her penis, though. But you do see her panties with, like, a bulge in it.
Yay! So my number three is another movie that probably won't be on a lot of other podcast lists of movies. The Aristocrats.
I did not care for that one. Like, it was all right, but I didn't like it as much as you did.
Yeah, and, well, there's also extra features on the DVD. I'm all about the extra features, baby.
I know.
But, like, they tell other... Like, you see the comedians telling other jokes, or you see their full interview. Like, the guy... Pat Cooper's interview is so funny. Pat Cooper's like this old, kind of like an insult comic, basically. But he's just fucking yelling at Penn and Mark Maron.
Oh, no.
I think it's Mark Maron is the other co-producer. No, it's not Mark Maron. He's one of the... Oh, that's... Paul Provenza. Woo! I almost lost my credit.
The guy, wait, don't tell me?
Yep. And also, there's a lot of good George Carlin stuff on there. And yeah, so I've been watching it recently since George Carlin passed away. Big ups to George Carlin.
Are you pouring a little liquor out for him?
Yep.
All right, you're a faggot. By the way, we like gay people.
Yeah.
By the way. You know, nothing against gay people. We just like to call each other faggot because, you know, terms of endearment.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Speaking of faggots, Andy, what's your...
Oh, yeah, Andy, what's going on there? What's
going on there? Ah, fuck you both.
Ah, fat man would pick that movie.
Oh, you're so stupid.
I hope he's insulting us on his end. Otherwise, we're just going to look like dicks.
Hey, remember how it used to be? Sometimes me and you'd be sitting around just ripping on Andy. He'd just be saying nothing.
Sometimes. I think those days that ended in Y.
Fuck you both. Fuck your moms. Fuck Noah's sister. Fuck Tim's half-sister.
So my number two movie, and I think I got a little peek at your list. I might be burning your list there. Chasing Amy.
Oh, nope.
Oh, okay. I thought I might saw it on
bad
there.
Bad handwriting.
Awesome. That movie touches me. It touches me. Like, it's such a, like, a sad movie, but it's a good movie. Like, at the end, you're like, oh, that's sad, but, and it's funny. I love Jason Lee in those movies. Like, he's kind of funny in My Name is Earl, but he's got to kind of clean up his act for TV, but he was just hilarious in those movies. Like, I like when he does a drawing about Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and a lesbian. What was there? Something else?
A dyke and a man-friendly lesbian.
Yeah. Who's going to get to dollar bill first? It'll be the man-hating lesbian. Because those other three are figments of your fucking imagination.
I'm glad we came out to the woods to do this. I'm sure the people like in these other cabins are like, what the hell is going on out there? Two potty-mouthed Negroes are just spouting off.
Jason Lee has a lot of quotable lines in that movie. He was just all-around funny. When they're talking about in this, that scene like that was in Jaws, they're showing the scars.
Oh, yeah. I just realized I was nodding earlier. This is why it's better when we do it on the phone, because I don't just go,
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I agree with you, Noah, silently, on a podcast.
You should have videotaped it.
Damn!
You bastard.
I'll go get the camera.
I could have videotaped it. I got a camera right there. It just touches me, and it's just like, I like love stories. Deep down, I really like love stories. Like, when there's like a little love story and they get together, and I feel so happy, I'm like, oh, that was good, they got together.
Then why don't you watch more Disney movies? That's almost always how they end. I can show you the world. It's down here in my undies.
I think it's because it's animated, maybe. Maybe it's not as touching.
Suck my penis. Yeah.
That was a horrible song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was probably one of Kevin Smith's best movies that he made.
I would agree.
It was a lot of funniness, touching. Oh, that's what... and sometimes... not always, sometimes...
I like the idea of a woman and a horse. Just the cadence he has in that particular speech. Very funny.
I think we used to quote that all the time.
Yep. And what's a Nubian? That's another funny video that when they're Ben Affleck is laughing.
He's like,
just the laughing where you're not making any noise, and then when you finally do make noise, it's this high pitched girly squeal like. I'm gonna.
And it brought his finger cuffs. I don't think I ever heard that phrase before.
Oh, I had.
How you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not in terms of sex. Oh,
I've heard finger cuffs before. I mean, in that yeah, in that use context. Of that. Yeah.
Well, my number two, staying on the Kevin Smith bandwagon, train of thought.
You got two Kevin Smiths on there, buddy?
That's right, I got two Kevin Smiths on there! Clerks the Cartoon. You all right?
I thought there was a bug about to attack me.
You missed Noah, like, oh! He looked like D-Lock when he spurted cream on his jacket.
Non-dairy creamer, by the way.
There's another joke for next time. We got three to catch you up on next time, so tune in next week for the inside joke episode.
We're recording in the woods, by the way, outside, so there's like stuff falling around us, so that's why I'm kind of jumpy, like, hey, is there a bug?
That'd right, be cool, cool if a deer came up. We'd have him on the podcast.
We saw a deer last night.
That's what I know. That's why I brought it up.
What movie did you say?
Clerks the Cartoon.
Clerks the Cartoon, yes. We talked about the last podcast?
Yeah.
Where it wasn't as good on TV, but on the future DVD. Viewing, it was pretty funny.
And that's another one. Commentary is very funny. But, like, and also that very quotable line in episode 4 when Randall is stuck somewhere being, like, slave labor. Is that your phone ringing?
Yes. Hold on. We'll be back.
Attention, due to technical difficulties, we have momentarily stopped. This is a normal, routine procedure.
Hey, Tan fans, it's Tim. Just thought I'd use this break to remind you that this top 7 list we're doing is a salute to the Netcot podcast, another in a long series of podcasts that are way better than this one. I'm going to be on as a guest in a few weeks to talk about some of my Disney stuff, but don't wait till then. Go to netcot.com now, check out all the news, commentary, and audio about the Disney theme parks at the Netcot podcast, netcot.com.
And we're back, everybody.
Yes, the women were at the store. Maybe I'll splice in some Andy just talking right there.
Yeah, maybe. Blah, blah, blah. We'll ask about something political and he'll rant for like half an hour. Oh, so are we on to our number ones now?
No, I wasn't finished talking about the scene in episode 4. Randall is off in this like it's like a Temple of Doom-esque mining camp. And so he pricks his finger, writes and rips off part of his shirt and writes a note to Dante and then puts it in a bottle and like throws out. It like ends up on like a truck full of stuff. No, it ends up in the water. A shark eats it. The shark gets caught. The shark gets put on a truck. As it goes over a bump, the shark burps out the bottle. It lands in a bottle of champagne. And then the little league team that Dante is coaching on the other side of the world grabs like the kid goes, grabs the, let's get the champagne. The kid grabs it. He's like, Coach Dante, this champagne has a note in it. Then throw it out. Like, so after all that, he didn't even get the note. But it was just the way he said, then throw it out. Yeah. I used to say that all the time.
I like the part where they had the Transformers. Well, bear's driving. Bear's driving? How can that be? I mean, I'm sure if you watch the cartoon, you've heard that line. But when people hop in the Transformer and he turns back into a robot and just squishes the people inside him.
It's like, ah!
That was very funny.
Good times.
Andy.
Andy number two. Number two, like poop.
Really? I'll go for Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Funny as fuck. Watched it in the theaters. Hurt when I walked out. It took a while for my cheeks to not feel like they'd been stretched out. And my ribs literally ached for the entire next day. And I think even into the next day after that. Maybe I'm just remembering it happier than it was. I like to remember the happy times. So yeah, Borat, I mean, just if you want a shitload of insight into the American psyche and just a real Klieg light turned on to everything that makes us tick, it's uncomfortable at parts, but just for the sheer amount of chuckle giggles it gave me, nice.
Oh, you would pick a piece of shit like that.
Yeah,
oh,
that's why it's number two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now number one.
Da, 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 da. Drum roll.
So.
You spared all expense.
I have another movie that has Kevin Spacey and Morgan Freeman in it. Seven.
Oh.
That movie is just, it's haunting. Indeed. But it's good. And the ending is like, it's not what you would want in an ending. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's good. The acting is good. I like Brad Pitt in that movie. Kevin Spacey is so creepy. That may have been one of his best roles.
I would agree.
And then I was listening to the Mean Dog podcast, and they point out something interesting. They point out that Kevin Spacey's name was not in the beginning credits.
Nope, it's not. It's not till the very end.
Yeah, so that, you know, I was like, I didn't even notice that, but that is pretty cool that they would, you know, have that forethought. They're like, oh, well, let's not put the killer guy in. Well, if you haven't seen it, you're screwed. Hopefully you have seen it.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, screw you. You probably weren't going to see it. Don't act like, you know, oh, I was just about to see it. No, you weren't. It's been out for years. Go die.
I'm like Tim, though. I don't really watch extra features. Although, it's weird. I like to get the one, the extra features, but I never get around to watching them. Like, I don't sit down and just watch them. So all these movies, I actually watch the movies or watch pieces of them as I fall asleep. And there's just some fucked up shit in that movie.
I remember in the commentary, Morgan Freeman was saying he didn't felt he quite got the beat right when he opened the, yo, almost ruined the ending when he opened the mail and won his publisher's clearinghouse prize. But anyway, he felt he's like, I don't know if I got that emotion quite right.
I thought he did a good job.
I would agree, but you know, actors are always critical of their own shit.
Did you ever see the one where they redid it with stuffed animals? No. They redid the whole scene at the end with stuffed animals.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's very funny. It's,
have you seen the one on the MTV Movie Awards where William Shatner is playing all three parts?
I don't think I have.
Because it's T.J. Hooker and Captain Kirk and William Shatner from Rescue 911. So,
Rescue 911?
There was a show on CBS. It was probably on at the time where basically they would reenact calls from 911 calls.
Oh.
And he would host and be like, they called the late at night and the operator picked up the phone. And then they would cut to the call from the operator and then there would be a reenactment. They got on scene. I don't know why I'm
looking at me intently.
Yep. You don't see the fire in my eyes on this podcast.
It's right up in my face.
But anyway, so the three of them, but it was very odd.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. You can probably find it on YouTube. I think that's what I saw.
Fuck, everything's on YouTube.
Until Viacom gets a hold of it. Fuck you, Viacom.
Yeah, fuck you.
selling my radio station.
This is a lot of topic. Like, all the stuff we've been doing.
Tan and tangent.
Do you think if they stop having copyright material altogether on there, that YouTube will just sink?
It certainly won't be as popular as it is. Like, I can only watch somebody get hit in the nuts so many times.
Well, I think what some people, like, who was it recently? I can't remember exactly, but one company is, like, instead of trying to fight it, they're embracing it. So what they'll do is they'll allow their copyright material on YouTube, but they'll get a cut of the profits every time their clip is loaded, I guess, you know, and some clicks on the advertisement, which seems like a better idea for the companies. Like, not only does your stuff get shown and people are popular, but you're going to make money off of it, too, as opposed to, like, oh, we don't want our stuff on there, where it just everyone will lose. Like, no one's going to see your stuff unless you come up with your own channel, and then people won't be interested, and you won't, you know. Like, you know, I think that whole Saturday Live is gaining a little bit in popularity because of their clips. Oh,
definitely because of that Dick in a Box thing.
Yeah, and even before that, Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Natalie Portman rap. That was huge. Oh, yeah, that.
But without YouTube, I don't know if that would have spread as wildly.
I would have never seen it unless somebody told me to see it on YouTube.
So, Tim, down to your number one there. I can't read your handwriting, even though I'm looking right at it.
Oh, you know what it is.
Oh!
Yeah, you do!
Is it... No. What? That... Read that for me.
That would say, Rocky Best Of.
Oh!
This is a DVD.
I thought it said butt.
Oh. This is a DVD you can't buy.
Really? That's what you're picking? You're picking a DVD you made up.
That is the DVD I watch the most. Like, if I'm going on a trip, or if I'm... Sometimes I'm just bored. Like, you know what? I need to see some inspiration. When Rocky Balboa came out, Comcast On Demand put out all 5 of the first Rockies for free. So I recorded the best bits from the first 5 Rockies, which is to say, the first 4 Rockies, as in, there's nothing from Part 5 on this Best Of DVD. Otherwise, it would be called the Best Of and also some shit. But basically, it's the fight scenes and a couple trash-talking scenes from Apollo and, of course, Mr. T. Hey, woman! Hey, woman! I watch that a lot.
I know you love that part.
And then the fight scene, Rocky IV, that's always a good one. You're gonna do it! She gets excited.
Which one is the one where has a Russian guy?
That would be Rocky IV.
Okay.
That is the most successful... I want to say it's the most... On Box Office Mojo, it was the most successful sports movie of all time.
Box Office Mojo?
BoxOfficeMojo.com?
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It has box office information for... Box office gross information. Domestic.
Interesting. Stuff.
And that's where I found out Star Trek IV is the most highest grossing Star Trek of all time. And Star Trek Nemesis is the least grossing one. And that's the one that just came out. So it's like, not even like they can, adjustment for ticket prices, then it's probably even worse. Because it's the most recent. Like, 4 people went to see it. Patrick Stewart's grandmother went to see it.
Uh-huh. I've never seen that fucking dude with hair. Patrick Stewart, if you're listening.
Course you are.
Send me a picture with some hair on your bald head.
Or Trek geeks. You probably have it. You probably went to some convention.
I found one picture on Google, but I wasn't sure if it was real hair or like fake hair for like a play.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like someone photoshopped it on him.
Even in Dune, which came out in the 80s, you know, good 20 years ago now, he didn't have any hair.
Hmm.
Maybe he cut it that way.
he's
just fucking ancient.
Or maybe he's just got too much man.
Too much man to handle it?
So I was watching some comedian. Oh, it was the guy who used to host that, Concentration. Yeah, that show on Comedy Central where they would...
That when they do fucked up shit you and you try to, like,
answer questions and whatnot? Yeah.
I think it might be Concentration.
Okay. Well, that guy, he had a comedy special on Comedy Central, and he's like, you know what? I see that you're bald. Do you know what causes baldness? Too much male hormone. So you know what I suggest? Stop swallowing.
Oh! He said this to a contestant?
No, this was on his comedy special. He said it to a guy in the audience.
Oh, that's rude.
But funny.
Yeah, but funny.
So yes, Rocky, Best Of, first fight scenes and trash talking scenes from the first 4 Rocky movies makes up my most watched video, DVD. And Andy, what dumb choice do you have?
Well, by the way, I think we should mention that you came into the Rocky theme at your wedding.
That's right, I did. That came into the reception.
Bum, 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 bum. And his wife agreed to it, amazingly enough.
Yep, and we were in the Balboa room at the, I can't remember what it's called.
But you didn't plan it that way, right?
No, we went and we were passing the different rooms that we might, I was like, does that say Balboa? Can we get that room? And the lady's looking at me and my wife and my mom both have their head in their hands like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, Andy, number one, what you got there, fucker?
Last and certainly not least, I have watched the shit out of Pitch Black, which for some reason in my notes I've written down as Bitch Black, and I think that's probably Freudian. But Claudia Black and Vin Diesel and just low budget for a sci-fi with any sort of special effects, to say nothing of the fact that I actually found their critters to be kind of freaky the first time I saw it. Actual well-rounded characters. I mean, unlike most horror schlock, it wasn't just a bunch of teens sitting around waiting for the black kids to get killed off and then all of the unattractive white kids and the prom queen and the nerd to make it out while she finds out that she loves him or whatever at the end. Some actual genuine twists and turns, some shit you didn't see coming, and a lot of the characters kind of well-rounded individuals, and I thought surprisingly well acted. So that was acted, and I swallowed the ED. So yeah, by my count, that wraps it up. So fucking take that, bitches.
I knew it, gay porn.
Whoa, top one. Yeah, gay porn. Ooh, he loves the gay porn. Yeah, Satisfaction Jackson, you know what I'm talking about?
He calls it whatever he just said, but we know it's gay porn.
Whatever he just
said. That's what's in the case. Like, the case is the movie he just said, but then when you open it, the DVD is, you know, Hot Man Lust, Volume 7.
Does it seem like they still come out with... Remember, like... Do you think video porn is dead? Like, are they still releasing? I mean, I'm sure they are releasing porn on DVD, right?
Oh yeah.
But I don't really think of it as much. Like, remember you used to see like movies like Satisfaction Jackson, Edward Penis Hands, you know, like all these
Foreskin Hump.
Yeah, exactly.
Empire Gets Lucky. Sex Trek 69. No, Sex Trek 4, Deep Throat 69. That was my favorite.
Do they do those anymore? Those little parodies on other movies?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I heard like what's his nuts talking about it on a show recently. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
On one of those interview shows.
Fucking, he is an ugly dude.
Yes.
What was the big... He's called the Hedgehog of Porn or something.
Supposedly now they're coming out with HD porn.
Yes, well...
Porn on Blu-ray.
I read the gadget blogs, and they always talk about how porn is on the leading edge of, like, the new technology. Like, when new technology comes out, they're all over it. Which is funny.
That is.
Oh, HD porn. No. No, I don't think I want to see, like... Like, I kind of like that little bit of blurriness that standard definition gives you. I don't think I really want to see gaping butthole in clear, crisp definition.
Like, not like, but we were at Best Buy, probably not together, but like they have a thing for like, look at the difference between Blu-ray and DVD.
Yes.
Like, it looks like they smeared Vaseline over DVD. I'm like, I have a DVD. It doesn't look like that.
I think they're showing... Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And the guy's first, you couldn't even see like his face. It was just kind of like a blur. And I was like, no, there's no way DVD is that blurry.
I'm like, dude, I don't think my VHS is that bad.
Can they get in trouble for that?
For lying?
Pretty much.
Apparently not.
It's out there.
I don't know. Unless there's a political action committee listening to this, in which case I can't believe you haven't turned off after all the faggot references.
But yeah, I don't think porn needs to be in... high definition. And not only that, I think if you do, women are going to have to get even more plastic surgery to like, because then you can see every flaw.
But what sucks is the men aren't. And they're just fucking hideous and ugly and pot marks on their butt.
Oh, yes. Me and Jeff were talking about this. This is totally not to do with our movies, but...
Well, we've wrapped that. So now it's a new topic.
When did porn not become enough? Like, when did you have to start doing like Big Sausage Pizza? Where, like, a guy comes over with his dick in the middle of a pizza. Like, is that attractive?
Or, like, the bang bus. Like, oh, not only are we going to have sex with people, we're going to degrade them and leave them on the side of the road.
I actually kind
of
like bang bus.
Of course you do.
I don't make it to the end. It's funny, me and Jeff were talking about Big Slush's pizza, and he's like, it seems like the pizza would burn his penis. I'm like, well, I'm sure it's cold.
Yeah, it's not like they kick it right out of the oven.
Oh, it burns! But I've seen porn.
Oh, I think they're back from the store.
With bums in it. Like, hey, let's fuck a bum. Like, really? When was not, like, not people fucking not enough?
Well, and then there's things like Two Girls, One Cup and Cake Farts. Like, really? Have you, I mean, when did people having sex get so boring that we need to spice this up with a cake and some shit and vomit? Can we get a sparkler put in your butt?
Well, I think our other... people are back, so I think we're going to wrap this Tangcast up.
Oh, yeah, this is probably a long episode this week. I don't know if we'll even be able to put in last week's stuff in this episode. Maybe we'll have to put in two separate episodes.
Maybe we'll save that for later.
All right. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, sir and madam, as the case may be.
Oh, yeah, Joe. I hope you still listen. We like you.
We do. Thank you, Joe. That's it. Check me out on Netcot. You can check them out, netcot.com. I'll be on there. I don't know if it's this week or next week, but I'll be there, and I'll be doing a much more focused and less vulgar top seven list.
Is that can be like Disney stuff?
Yeah.
And check out his YouTube. What's your YouTube name?
Oh, Tim Babb Comedian.
There you go. He's got lots of videos on there. Funny stuff.
I'm running for mayor of Main Street.
I'm sorry. I didn't really pay attention to what's going on. Are you actually running for mayor? Like, can something happen? Oh, okay.
I mean, yes. Yes. If you get involved, something can happen.
Yeah, get absolutely. In there. Vote.
We're trying to make a difference. I'm trying to inspire people. These are dreams we can believe in.
So you all are a little bit dumber for listening to this.
Congratulations on losing some IQ. Andy?
Okay. I think that's enough chuckle nuts.
You're gay?
But we still love you.
Actually, that's why we love him.
Oh, okay.
Because of his gayness. Because he'd drop his balls in my mouth every so often. You know, it's a nice end of the day.
My name is Noah. I'm dipping my balls in your milk.
My name is Tim. I'm not drinking that milk.
My name is Jeff.
And Jeff is back. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I'll see you guys on the flip flop. So, here we go. Give you a couple of other just random quotes here. Ah, fuck you both. No, that was shit. 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 Shit! Oh, that fucking sucked. Well, fuck you, Tim. Oh, fuck you, Noah. Fuck you both. Fuck your moms. Fuck Noah's sister. Fuck Tim's half-sister. I say fucking a lot, don't I? Fucking A. Fucking A! Fucking A, right? Ooh. That was either me clapping or masturbating. You'll never know. Fuck all of y'all. Tim, you're such a piece of shit. Noah, what a crock of shit. Can't think of anything else to say here. All right, you suck it down. You suck it and you like it. Good job, Tim. Good one, Noah. You're never going to use that one. He picked a bunch of shit, that one did. Oh, that's an excellent one. For retards. That was so cheesy. I apologize for that one. Forget I said it, delete it, save it somewhere, and use it for my 50th wedding anniversary, I don't know. Next week, we gotta remember to do the shit about the restaurant, and we gotta do the bit about pooping and people bursting in, and if we were a restaurant, and whatever else. No more of these long-distance bits, this is hard on me. It's hard for Andy! Yeah, this is just getting too cheesy. I gotta stop, I'm feeling like really self-conscious, and I'm the only one in the fucking room. If you don't like it, you can suck it down.